Hi.
Do you want me to take notes?
Oh, it's no.
Kelly, how you doing?
No, there'll be no action items, I don't believe. If there are, then you would need to capture those. But there'll be no motions because it's a workshop. So it's a matter of a heading and if there are any action items, you know.
All
other
right.
than that, the agenda.
Is that a good angle, Kelly? Do you see everybody? Is that a good angle?
Oh, thank you. Well, I was going to call you and say, don't forget to bring my thingy, but you're so good.
Yeah. So,
come home.
We can start roll call with Kelly before the Skype falls down. We're glad you made it. So, just doing a quick roll call and introductions. Kelly, you go first.
I'm here. Introduction, Kelly. Get ready to leave tomorrow. So.
Oh, wow.
And this week?
Leanne Mavis, Clark County Parks.
Gene Akers, Conservation Techniques.
Steve Dune, Conservation Techniques.
Barbara Anderson, F.
Marcia King, F.
Greg Foster,
Adam W.
Bill Bierke, Clark County Parks.
You're over, Clark County.
You guys want to sit,
what's it up here?
Unless you like eating in the back. But come on up. You're part of this.
We have lots of room. Two over there, one here.
So it looks like we've got information on our video launch. Yay. And I don't have a name on that. Is that you, Bill?
Or are
you
going to
have someone else do the presentation on the CCTV launch?
Yeah, there was
next thing on the agenda.
Okay. The CCTV video launch? Yes,
yeah.
It's up and ready to go. And in fact, our intention was to actually have it on a loop today.
Uh-huh.
You know, as part of our mock-up. And we're having some problems today. The only computer that we were actually able to get up was the one, luckily, that we're using for Kelly, so he could Skype in. And so our intention today was to have one computer running the video continuously. And the second computer was, actually, we're going to have like a couple computers where people can go on and actually take the survey. Yes.
Okay.
And so we fussed around for about an hour and a half today trying to get all the computers up, but it just didn't work out. So we'll work on that.
Is there a website that we can go out and look at it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. www.clark.
Clark. Right there.
Yeah. And that'll take us
it's
to
on
the video.
There.
Absolutely. It's on our parks webpage.
Right up the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you click right on it.
Be cameras.
Since I have...
right there. Front.
Right up front. Okay.
Since I have satellite, I don't get to watch CBT. So I get to be able to see what it looks like.
Yeah, it's a YouTube video, so it's also...
Good.
Yeah.
I sent a number of people to the website to try to encourage them to do the survey. They found the CCTV video. They didn't find the survey until I went back and said, no, you have to click here and then click there. They just didn't see that there was a hyperlink online community survey. It was a little less intuitive. But the video was
bigger points.
Bolded it up a little more.
Yes.
Okay. They found it eventually. But
are you on yours? On your computer.
Do you
want me to
pull that?
Yeah, if you like that, maybe we can watch. Who has not seen that CCTV video? You haven't seen it yet? Okay.
I have not seen the new video.
It's 4 minutes long, so it doesn't take a lot of time.
I did not know it was there.
John and Jennifer on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Did we get notified on that?
I just was on the website and went to look.
Oh, okay.
We just saw the draft, and it's not that different
from
the draft.
Found it.
So.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Did you get the email blast, the one that came from County Parks?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Am I not on your list?
I put you in there. I hope you got it.
Have you all seen this flyer that's been going out?
Nope.
Nope.
Didn't get that either.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
So
I could have missed too. Lord knows we've had enough going on lately.
Pass it around, and I want to make sure everybody's got one. But. With this, this went out to all of our parks. We laminated them, and so they're in all of our parks for the most part. I'm not sure if they hit every green space, but they tried to hit all and the trailheads. And then also we sent some out to the the community boards, like at Fred Meyer's, some of the coffee shops, that kind of thing. And then we're just going to have some at the open houses as well, so people can pick them up. And so if they want to, it basically tells them to go right here to the webpage, and then from the webpage, then they can get on and watch the CVTV video as well as take the survey.
Now, I think you shared this at our last meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, because I was at Three Creeks Library a couple of days ago, and there's nothing hung up at the library about
it.
You didn't see anything
there? I didn't see
one.
Staff got out there. They're supposed to have gotten out to the libraries as well and put them out, but I'm not sure if they made them out.
Well, I might stop there and ask them to...
Okay, absolutely.
Make sure it's out, because
take some extra.
Yeah, because certainly people that go there all the time would be nice.
Absolutely.
If they were notified.
Well,
yeah. Thank
you. I'll leave those there too.
Okay.
Where is that?
Vancouver Lake.
Oh, great.
Right?
What's that?
The picture.
Lake, yeah. Yep, that's going up to the North
Viewpoint. It's very pretty. Nice, nice picture.
One of our volunteer photographers took this photo.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
Oh, the photo?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Karen Llewellyn, she actually had one of her volunteers go out and take photos of a lot of our parks.
Oh.
And in fact, that was one of the tasks that we had for them, was to go out and take video from each shelter that we've got that's reservable and do a 360, you know, around. So folks who are reserving the shelter can see what the proximity of the parking lot is and the restroom and how easy it is to get there. Because there's a lot of folks that can't get from the parking lot to the shelter easily.
Yeah.
So some of the shelters are a little tougher than other ones, so it's great to have that video. We haven't launched that yet, but we're working towards that. Maybe when Karen gets back, we'll work with Jeff and Karen to get that up.
Now, I was wondering also, because I go to the park a lot, and I was at the Chinook Park too. Where were you going to hang these up in the different parks? Was it just the community parks where there was something to hang it to? Because I looked, only thing you could do is stick it on the plate structure there.
Well, they had some tape, so they're going to just blue tape it to all the entry signs.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not there so either. I'll stick one there.
If you there's know, no easy place in a neighborhood park.
Well, there really wasn't, and I thought, well, where would I put it if I was bringing it here? And I thought, well, on the picnic table, but it'll be gone.
Well,
first time somebody
that's
eats
the thing,
there.
Somebody may have grabbed it so they could, you know, remember what the website is, you know.
Yeah.
And so we almost have to
just stick a bunch of them into and let them
get
one.
Yeah.
Well,
someday.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to generate some interest to make sure we've got attendance there. Because I always hate that you get criticisms later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have been there if you told me, you know.
Knock on his
partner. All right, so moving right along. Is it Jean on the open houses stakeholder meetings?
So we have the NAC meeting set up. And there are three other meetings, at least. That's if we ever have a contract, and part of our plan was to conduct up to four different stakeholder meetings, group meetings. And the targets that we've talked about, I'll reiterate some of them, and some might be new in terms of who should those groups be. One very obviously was the trail group. Those are pretty definable. Mm-hmm. We have Bike Ped Advisory Committee. We have Chinook Trails Association, Washington Trails Association. We have bike groups. We have equestrian groups. We have running groups and walking groups. And representatives from a conglomerate of that could basically constitute a stakeholder group that focused on trails and looking at the trail priorities that we've had thus far and seeing if there's any updates or alignment of new priorities and looking at the inventory and that sort of thing, helping us strategize on partnerships and that. So the trails one is pretty much, I think, a no-brainer, if you forgive that term. The other
but on this NAC
yeah.
meeting,
mm-hmm.
I was talking with Holly the other day, and she said that we
Can
weren't there.
Can I speak
there.
To that, please? I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
First of all, yes, I understand Barbara was talking to Holly Gaia in the PIO office.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, there was a spike in miscommunication, and I probably have to own it because I was saying, you know, when can we get on? And they said, how about March? And I said, sounds good. Let me check with Bill. And we never completely closed that loop.
Oh, okay.
So we locked that down. It was like, you know, so I probably have to own that one. We are going to do something at March 9th, just a very short round table type presentation.
The round table part.
But then we're on for a full 30 minutes in April.
Okay.
So it's April 2.
Yes.
Liberty Neighborhood Association, Council of Clark County.
So maybe this is a conversation for later, Bill. Would you want us at both those, or do you want to do just the short one in March?
I think Jeff and I can handle the one in March.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll have you there for the 30 minute.
Okay.
We're talking about a couple of minutes on March.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think
we won't do that one.
On the April meeting, maybe we can set up some boards around the room so we can get them engaged.
Get in more detail.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're at all familiar with those NAF meetings, by the time you get round table, half the people have left, and the other two are tuned out.
Yeah, I've been to one of them many, many years ago.
So,
okay.
And when's the meeting in April? When's the NAC meeting?
Excuse me, it's the second Monday. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Does it run?
Okay.
Second Monday is the 13th of April.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So you'll be doing that one on your own, because I'll be in Annapolis.
We'll coordinate.
Yeah, we'll coordinate. All right. Okay.
You're not allowed to go. Did you figure that out yet?
Yeah, I'm committed to that one. So the NAC meeting is one in terms of stakeholders and trying to reach out to neighborhoods. It's unfortunate that we couldn't have done that before any of the open houses and use that as one more way to reach out. But, the third group would be different sports groups or groups that have the need for special recreational amenities or infrastructure.
Like ball fields.
Ball fields, soccer fields, lacrosse fields, rugby fields, any kind of specialized field. It could be skate parks, it could be dog parks, it could be disc golf. It's a little unpredictable in terms of how many of these you're going to have come. I found it's sometimes helpful to keep the group from being too specialized into just sports fields because it's a little more representative of other groups in the county. And I don't know yet all the groups. We haven't identified all the group types and the individuals who would be representatives, but that's the direction. So if you have specifics in terms of, oh, this group I really know wants to be at the table and they have specific types of infrastructure they need for their recreational enjoyment that they want to have and they're quasi-organized or beginning organized, that it would be good to share it so we can make sure that this is as inclusive as possible.
Jean, when you send out those invitations, can you ask them, perhaps in a very gentle way, to please select two individuals to represent your group, since we expect to have...
Yeah, I would probably ask for one and get a commitment of one person from each entity. And if there's an overarching, like Little League, and all the Little Leagues are part of a bigger organization, we try to get one representative from that so that we don't have every different, Little League group or lacrosse club or whatever. It's like, can we have one that basically represents that demographic or that sport or whatever it is? So we're not trying to have certain groups outweigh others just because they represent much larger groups. So that would be... And as a stakeholder group, in stimulating this discussion, you really don't want, more than a dozen people in the room, because then there's just not enough time for people to express their interest, concerns. And yeah, well, it's easier to manage the arguing across 12 people than across 24. And then the fourth one would be the other park and recreation providers in the county. And that would be both state and city groups. So state parks, I've actually already talked to the individual who represents state parks in Southwest Washington. He's very interested in having conversations with the other park and rec providers to talk about other opportunities for partnerships. He readily admits that in the past, state parks has operated in its own silo and has been autonomous, and now they simply can't be, and they recognize the value of partnerships. So that's really good. I think that's also true of most of the local jurisdictions in terms of their attitudes. In Battleground's a good example. They already partner with Ridgefield. They partner any way they can. So getting those six or seven cities, depending on how many really feel like they have an entity that's a parks department or not, The three smaller ones generally, you know, they have a public works department and they mow the grass. But they may have an individual, take Ridgefield for example. There are any number of individuals from Ridgefield who would represent their park and recreation interests, even though they don't have a department.
Don't leave them out, I guess.
No, we don't want to leave them out. They can be excellent partners in terms of connecting things like trails, other recreational programming, you name it. So, and I think it would be valuable, particularly on this one, if at least one PAB member comes. I think that's true with all the stakeholder meetings. Mm-hmm. To have a PAB member there representing, to bring the word back, so you're not hearing from Steve or I, because we're not leading this. You guys are leading this.
At the first one or at the second one?
Of the meetings? I would say have somebody from PAB be at every one of those stakeholder meetings. Now, maybe not at the NAC March 9th one, but definitely at the 13th.
I've already made a commitment to be there. Anyway.
Okay.
They're all my old pals, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Because a good part of what these stakeholder discussions will reveal are some of the perceptions out there from these specialized groups on what they think the county's role is. And it may not be the same as the perception the county now has of its role, because having just come from a more unified approach to parks and recreation in the county, it's now everybody each to his own. And it just may be because this is a regional provider and an urban provider both, there may be some bridges that people want to build. So, putting it that way, and I'm not saying interlocal agreements or whatever, and it would be good to get a sense of that, mm-hmm. to see, does this really help determine a direction? Because we're kind of at the beginning of charting this direction. So I think it would be really valuable to have
Ethan, I just met with Scott Sawyer, who's the director of Battleground. He's the director of public works for Battleground, the city of Battleground, and they're looking at partnering with us on a grant to connect the second phase of the Salachie Prairie Trail, so that we actually can connect that trail all the way out to the state park. And so that's a great partnership forthcoming. And so engaging all these little cities, there's a lot of properties out there that we might be able to, if they already own the property, maybe we can help them to develop it, and then we have a joint partnership. Now, of course, with out in Washougal, we have a three-way partnership out of Cottonwood or Captain William Clark Park, with ourselves and the city of Washougal and the port of Camas Washougal. That's a three-way, and it's been working out great ever since we've gotten into that partnership. So there's a lot of opportunities out there in the future, and so we want to try to connect as much as we can. We might even think about drawing...
Bill and Dave?
Yes.
We should be talking about national parks and reserves too.
Good point, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Good point, Kelly.
Okay. Thank you.
A representative from national parks, we should get in touch with him and see.
Tracy or Doug or somebody.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Would it be easier to, I can suggest it, have two meetings with the volunteer groups and then another meeting for the cities, counties, states, federal? I'm wondering if that would help splitting them up. If you're going to try to do all these groups together, it's going to be insane.
When you say volunteer groups, can you clarify what you mean?
Well, I mean, you have, like you said, dog people are...
Oh, okay. The clubs and the user organizations. Yeah.
The general public mm-hmm. Type of volunteer okay. groups versus right. the more commercial or whatever you want to call those groups, cities, states.
Oh, well, the park and recreation providers would be City of Vancouver, Battleground, Ridgefield, Camas, Washougal, probably not Yakult. Well, they can come. Well, we would
not,
invite
not
them.
Yet.
Oh. No, we would invite them. But I don't know if they can
come.
Man,
their mayor, right?
Yeah, right. Washougal and whoever else.
Possibly even Woodland.
And then, yes, Woodland would be invited. So those agencies would each send a representative.
That's what I'm wondering about. You're still going to have 8 or 10 representatives. At
yes,
meeting,
yes.
With different interests.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine they will.
Of
other and I'm calling volunteers because everyone was
okay.
calling.
So those are
volunteer organizations.
Yeah.
I'm saying maybe you need to think about splitting those into two
they are.
Pieces.
They
okay.
are. They are. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear on that.
I
so the recreational, no, the recreational infrastructure, like sports groups, is one.
Yes.
That's separate. Dog paw, disc golf, little league, softball.
Yeah, that's
you name
all
it.
Part
that's,
of the group.
That's one group.
Okay.
And then park and recreation providers, the okay. cities and state and national, are another group.
So you're going to.
And then the trails are another separate
entity.
So you're
going to meet all different times? Or
oh, yeah, they're all separate meetings.
Different.
Separate meetings, separate. Some would be
okay.
best in the evening.
Okay.
Some are only going to be successful during the day because it's with government employees. And
got it.
Some of them don't work during the evening.
Well, that's what I was hoping. I was hoping you were going to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Realistically, we want to capture them when they're most likely to come and participate.
So then you need us more involved when those meetings take place. I think you should. You want one of us.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to imagine that they have to be planned probably a month in advance to get as many to be able to fit it on the schedule as possible, so you'll have time. And we'd love to be able to do that by late March, early April, but we don't have a contract yet, so I don't know how far and fast we go. So I'm waiting on that.
Well, we're getting half status on that today.
I think I have $4
later.
On the, just so
go ahead. So for the sake of clarity, that those groups, just like the softball, the disc mm-hmm. golf groups, would say, we need more disc golf, and we need more softball fields.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically just a sounding board for them.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Or we could say, okay, how are you going to help us do it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dialogue. It's
right.
not simply a tell us what you want.
Right.
For instance, the dog park situation. You have a group that's very good at building
yes.
and maintaining dog parks. They've done it several
They've
places.
Been doing it for a number
the,
of years.
The city and county have done it too, but it's possible that those groups are so desperate in one area or another that they're willing to say, you know, what if we volunteer to build another softball field?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the city would maintain that. Or the county would maintain that. Sorry, I forgot where I am. anyway.
We know what you meant.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I think, I hope, will come from this.
So it's looking for a commitment on everyone's part.
Basically, yeah, especially after the conversation.
Exploring it, yeah.
Exploring
the feasibility of any kind of partnership or leveraging or contribution or participation.
I think the meeting we had with... Council member Maduro, I keep wanting commissioners, last time stressed strongly the will to have volunteers in residence, if you will, or mm-hmm. stress more the idea of having volunteers take over parks and maintain like your park, that kind of thing.
He brought up
I think
the,
that's something we should be stressing at these meetings.
Right. Yeah, he brought up the possibility of having camp hosts
yeah.
in our parks,
exactly.
And that's something we were actually engaged in taking a look at right now,
yeah.
is possibly replacing our park caretakers with camp hosts, if it's feasible.
Right.
But we want to do that this fall so we can get through the season, because it's too late to do it right now to make that
So
big
I think there are a lot of things mm-hmm. we want to be
Absolutely.
Sure to pull from them that we need from them, too, besides just... We're here just to give you whatever you want.
Right. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
In regards to Councilor Mador, can you share how Oliver Orgiaco feels about that?
About who? I'm sorry.
As far as his engagement.
As far as his influencing this group, and he's one councillor, and there are other councillors, and Oliver doesn't feel
sure.
that it's appropriate.
Right.
So in order to react and plan based on one individual, is it, you know, Oliver Orgiaco, our planning director, is not comfortable with that.
Right. Well, just so you know, since our last meeting, we've had a meeting with our two counselors, and that was Stuart and Milky.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gene and Steve and I and Heath and Mark McCulley sat down and basically gave them a pitch on the use of our consultant services, both with Conservation Techniques
yeah.
and the community planning folks. And then Councilor Mador couldn't make it last Monday, but we do have a meeting scheduled with him at 9:45 this coming Monday. But from the two meetings that we had with Milky and Stewart, it seemed like a pretty positive outcome from those two. We asked for their support, and let's fingers crossed, let's hope. And I hope that that Councillor Madour will be on board with us after our meeting on Monday as well. He asked us to turn the lights on, and since then, I know Jeff's been very engaged with helping us make sure that all of our information is posted on our webpage. If any of you have been on there lately, pretty much everything's there. Mm-hmm. We've even got our PIF numbers up and the PIF map, all that stuff. And then, of course, since then, we've sent out all the flyers into our parks and everything. And so hopefully we should be fairly transparent. And then we also, all those items that he emailed you, Barbara, mm-hmm. Those little incidental items that he was talking about, we actually answered those and provided those back to him.
Okay. Oh, did you CCS?
Actually, no. I think what we did is we prepared it and Heath gave it to him. But I can do that for you.
Could you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, sorry, we should have got back to you with that as well, but we will do that.
Because I think that the secret to all of this is we're in the planning stages. All we're saying is, and all he said was, take a look at these possibilities. And at these meetings, I feel if we make that information available that we might be interested in having you do more of this or that or whatever, mm-hmm. I think then you get a kind of an equal exchange. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a meeting where everybody's sitting around saying, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want mm-hmm. this, and you're supposed to provide it. But if
right.
we come out with something that says, we need your help in mm-hmm. providing some of these things and maybe we can make this work, then I think you've got a good exchange going on and you've got a possibility of something happening.
Absolutely. It's all about mindstorming.
I'm glad
to hear
you're doing that with all the counselors. I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think bottom line is it's a process.
Yes.
And along the lines of what you're saying, and certainly one individual, they can have input, but if we take this plan and proposal out to the public, we want to hear what the public has to say as well. And the way I view the process, and be wrong, but is that if the public, for example, wants something and that's a strong recommendation, I think our role is to carry that forward to the policymakers.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
I mean,
they may or may not support them, but it's in
right.
that process.
Exactly.
This whole process should be supported by our residents of Clark County, you know, and so that's the whole purpose of us reaching out to try to get their feedback, because they provide us the marching orders, as well as all of you, our Parks Advisory Board members. You know, what you have to say to us really matters to us. And so, if you're engaged, then that helps us to engage the public that much more. So, I just want to thank you for all of your help so far. And I hope that next Tuesday, it's an evening meeting, so we won't know where the results will be. But we should, I'm hoping for a good resolve on continuing with our consultant services going forward.
Is it on consent officially?
It's on consent. It should be,
okay.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything to state otherwise.
I didn't have time today to check.
Well, I know Kelly and I went out and looked through the consent agenda since our last meeting, looking to see if it had been signed, and didn't even find it there. So.
No, it didn't go up last Tuesday. But
is there anything, my past experience with dealing with counselors and stuff is the stronger support given on a certain topic by either large numbers of groups of people or influence of the people that are giving the support, the more likely you are to get the outcome that you would like. Is there anything that, that would be appropriate for this group or in order to support that outcome?
I think that the meeting that we had at our last PAD meeting was hugely helpful by having Councillor Madour here and listening to all of you and all of your endorsements. I think that went a long ways. And so
I'm just thinking of something more along the lines of an official recommendation from the PAB, something like that. I mean, is that something that would happen?
An official statement writing. Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt.
A letter signed.
A letter by the PAB saying that we highly value the work the consulting service does and has provided and highly recommends such and such. I mean, they would have to be approved by the PAB to do that. But I'm just wondering if that would be appropriate.
I can't see why not. I know Barbara has already had an interaction with Councillor Madour thereafter. And
I CC'd everybody on the email I sent to him, you know, where I stated how much we valued it.
If you get to the point where it's yay or nay, sometimes
the only,
that final little shove can be the difference.
The only difference there is that it went to Madour. It did not include Milty or Stewart.
Yes.
And but I do believe that any of the communications that go through the formal basket do get summarized each week for all of them.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I just don't know in the timeline that he's got where it's going on consent next week.
Yeah. Well, Leanne just brought up a really good point, and that is if one or two of you could attend.
That never hurts.
That's not a problem.
Okay, that would be next Tuesday night. It starts at 6 o'clock, and I can't tell you where it's going to be at in the agenda. You might be there for a little while, but
yeah.
It should come up. And like I said, I have not heard anything to say that's not on the agenda. It should still be there.
And so
we can kind
make
of
make sure everyone knows if that changes.
It should actually be on the grid right now, I believe. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tuesday is the 3rd, so it'd be
yes.
The someone who's not going to the center community.
Yes. And unfortunately, I can't be there because we're going to be at our first open house. So, and he fully knows that. He said he has no problem with supporting, you know, the staff report going forward, and he'll be there.
If I could add, if the Parks Advisory Board actually wants to prepare a letter, I think we have time to do that still.
I would agree.
That was my question. I mean, if we want to do something and they think it would be beneficial, then I think we should act. If it's something where we don't have the time or just showing up at the meeting would be better, then we can certainly go that route.
The Parks Advisory Board could tell us what key points you want. We could draft a letter. We could circulate that hopefully fairly early on Monday if there is consensus through email, then perhaps Barbara could swing by and sign it, and we would have it for the board on Tuesday.
How does the group feel about that?
We can't do motions. We're in a workshop. Yeah.
You can do it. We have a quorum. As long as we have a quorum, we can do it. But that's not my question. My question is how. What?
What's that, Kelly?
Yep.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
it's on the consent.
Okay.
It is on the consent.
I'll make a motion that the Parks Advisory Board draft an official letter to the councilors of Clark County recommending the continued services of our
conservation techniques.
However you want to put it.
And community planning.
Yes. Community services. I guess that's.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any further discussion?
Are there any specific points you would like to make in this letter? Obviously, that you recommend approval, but.
Well, let's see if it passes first. It probably will, but. Any further discussion? All in favor?
So the letters is, just for, again for clarity, we're talking about a letter that says conservation techniques rocks, here's what they've done in the past, here's what they're doing in the future, we like them, we should keep them.
And community planning.
Emphasize the rocks on
that. Yeah.
Oh, and community planning.
Yes.
It's a two-part contract.
Oh, two-part contract.
Okay. Tag team. Okay. Mainly that their advice and I don't want to say educational, but it is.
Could you do it without consultant help? That's
no.
The big question.
Well, that and see, that's kind of where I came from when I made that statement to it. I'm not qualified to speak to all of the history that they've provided on that, Adam. The thing I would be capable of doing would be writing, going forward, what they've done with us on the comp plan and how we need them for that.
Right.
And I think that might, if you want a big picture letter, I don't think they'd read all of it anyway.
Right.
I'm usually a one paragraph on something like this type thing.
Right, but it needs to be, I think, clear. This is what they offer. Without them, we can't go forward.
Exactly. And
that's
the key point.
That's my point. Is
oh, okay.
Without,
when you said.
It's either.
Yes.
I wouldn't say we can't go forward.
Not can't.
It would be.
It would set us back.
Yeah. The rules are it would be very difficult for us to accomplish in a timely manner.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So in lieu of that clarification of the type of letter we would forward, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I was an aye.
He was an
got
aye.
Two ayes now.
Ah, okay. So moved. And I will chat with you guys after the meeting today to get that moving.
Thank you.
Can you tie it to the Clark County staff report to support recommending approval of the Clark County staff report?
The one that we got a copy of last time.
The one that's on the consent agenda? Is that why you could tie it all in and say the reasons why you support it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might help.
Yep. Recommend tying it in to the staff report.
And I will send it out to the troops to see before we ever formally give it to...
I can do this before Tuesday.
I know that. I know that because I have nothing else.
Sorry for putting you on a tight...
Yeah. Time for me.
Well, no. It's important.
Evening meeting, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay. I'll try to go to that meeting.
Thank you.
I'll make some phone calls before I go.
Going back to Gina, I think
you
got sidetracked there again. We do that to you all the time.
We've got the four stakeholder groups kind of defined. Okay, everybody's good on that.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait a second, I missed. I've got trails, and then other recreation groups and government agencies.
And then the government agencies and then NAC.
Oh, NAC. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I can't imagine NAC sending you one.
Well, they represent 29 neighborhoods that cover, I forget how many hundred thousand people, so they're kind of an important group.
No, I agree.
Okay. So the other thing that we have on the agenda today is to kind of do a dry run of what the open house will be like. So Steve has prepared the boards that you see flowing across the room. In addition to these boards, there would also be a larger map that people can pin their location on. Say, I live in this neighborhood. Wouldn't be quite like the regional parks map, but I don't know if we're going to try to do it bigger. It's hard to get them in cars when they're bigger. So I'll figure that out, but enough so that you can identify relatively easily where you live on the map. And that sort of gets people started. It gives us a sense of, okay, here we are in the center, and there's where the different people were, and you know, who came from where. Gets people a little more engaged and helps them orient themselves to then where are the parks in their area as they move through the other maps that show trails, parks, or urban parks and regional parks. But it starts with the overview, and you can probably see from where you're sitting, the overview of what's this plan, what's it all about, why are we doing this. It's very general. So I'm going to guess that people that come and read this, if they're not at all familiar with a comprehensive plan or the notion that you have to have a capital facilities plan or that you should plan ahead based on what your revenues are, what you're going to spend your money on, that sort of thing, there may be a lot of questions that start being generated at that point because it's probably not going to answer everything. It just sort of starts the conversation. And then that conversation moves across. We're trying to find out what are the top priorities that people want to support. If we have limited dollars, we need to prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the ranking question, and then moving to regional parks, the question of access to nature and where are our regional parks. What are the parks that the county operates and maintains? So those are in the dark green on the map. What we do with all of these boards is we will provide comment cards. Are you printing the comment cards?
We are. They're basically comment sheets.
Yeah. Okay. Sheets. Okay. Okay.
How many dots are people going to get?
Yeah, they're done.
I'll count that in a sec.
Okay.
Three. Now I have to remember place a dot on the priority. I think it's like eight. No, first, second, third choice. So there's three over there. There's two there. I have to count it up. Eight or ten. We'll have the right number of dots. So we'll hand to people when they come in.
The right number of dots per station. So it's not...
There you go.
People aren't walking around.
Yeah, with lots.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if there's no limitation, then everything's...
We can vote. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know? And you can send your grandchildren in with all their dots.
Oh, absolutely, and I intend to.
Okay. We'll try to confirm. control the whole dot thing. So
Jeff said he'll be in charge of the dot patrol.
He likes the dot. He's dot patrol. He likes his dots. He only wanted one board with dots because he didn't want all the dot stuff. And we got four.
So Barbara,
yes.
You want us to attend these meetings and kind of be willing, if someone has a question, to answer it. So my next question is, I need something that tells them who I am.
Yes.
Because
we will have name tags.
I've had that problem going and visiting facilities or parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to go and have to explain the whole routine and the ritual and why I'm asking you these questions.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Can we get a name badge of some kind?
It would be nice if we...
Oh, no, that work.
Yes,
no, but
we'll make up a nice
it would be good if it says Parks Advisory Board member.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the, you know, the little square.
You better say Clark County.
Do you have the little tag?
Oh, yeah.
I have the tag.
No,
it's
not. Yes. So people will sign in when they come. They'll sign in and they'll leave contact information if they want to be contacted about upcoming news and when the recommendations come out or whatever. So they'll sign in. Usually there's somebody at the sign-in table that sort of gives people a sense of, you know, go look at the different boards. You can start there and go clockwise or counterclockwise, whichever way we have it in the different rooms. And usually there's a planner or parks person at each of the what we call stations who knows that subject well enough to help orient people and engage in the discussion.
Good.
And it would be really helpful if Park Advisory Board members could be sort of the roamer, saying, I'm your representative. If you have issues, please let me know. I want to gather your feedback. And to kind of watch and engage in conversations as people are moving around. So you don't have to feel like you're the expert at any one station. I'm sure we could put Kelly at the trail station, and he'd be the expert, but it might be overkill.
He would cheat.
He won't be bad. Lori.
So we don't get to put him anywhere.
The parks, the advisory board members, do you all have business cards?
No.
You
should.
With contact information, that would be
helpful. We have to be. I mean, I'd be willing to pay for them, but we need permission to.
I'm not sure you have to, because we have the Commission on Aging, so the Clark County Commission on Aging. They have their own cards that have their names on them with an email address.
Yeah.
So I don't see why the Parks Advisory Board couldn't have something.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like I said, I would be willing, more than willing, to pay for them. It's just not giving permission to use the.
You don't have to do it. You just go out to VistaPrint and get your $250 for free.
It's a 3x5 card.
We can get you a copy of what the Commission on Aging uses as an example.
Are they using our county logo at all, or anything like that, to affiliate with the county?
I can't remember.
It looks just like your card, at least the one that Bud Van Cleve had. Looks just like your card, except for it states that you're on an advisory committee instead of whatever your title is.
Board.
Yeah.
Right?
Committee. Well, yes, it's a committee.
I'm sure PIO helped design the business cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Probably won't have them in time for the open houses.
No.
But it'd be good to get it on. I mean, to have a name tag is great. To have the overall contact is great, and to reassure if you are in conversations with folks and they say, well, I want to share some ideas later, can I send you an email? They could send it through Parks and it could be routed to you if they add your name on it, at least, you know, in the interim before you actually have your own contact card.
And we actually do have some blank business cards in Public Works that you could just write your name onto as well.
And your email if you want.
Just to add a little bit on what Marcia was saying, in all honesty, explaining a little bit about who the Parks Advisory Board is and why you're here and how you engage in the process, I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, but I'm standing across the room from you and I don't see some authentication of why I should even bother to go and ask you the question.
Right. We think you're a neighbor.
You need some identification. And everybody at this table who's participating in the open houses should have some form of identification. So
I'm not
people know what they
can write it, just I think it's
very good.
Very good.
So the stations will be manned with someone with some degree of expertise in helping engage people. And it's not so much that you're spouting your expertise at them, but you're helping them navigate whatever the boards are expressing, and then encouraging them to reflect their ideas, thoughts, reactions, answers to some of the questions. If you can see from here, for example, on regional parks, there's a subheading access to nature, and then there's five or six questions on that board that somebody might want to answer.
Like the first one, where are the 13 parks?
Well, and then you look at the map.
And
so
that'll be the first one you get asked.
So how many of these 13 regional parks have you visited? And then which is your favorite? Now, at that point, they could write it right on the board. They could scroll it, because we'll have pens and markers. Or we have post-it stickies, you know, post-it notes, that people can write notes on that answer their questions, and they stick those directly on the board. So everybody gets to see what people are reacting to and what they're saying. Now, after the open houses, we actually document what were all the comments, what was written on the stickies, on which boards, so that we track and inventory every piece of feedback we get. When they have the dot exercises, let's say they're over at what facilities support your outdoor enjoyment, indicate what you like in terms of a dot over your priorities for the next 6 years, and you get three dots, and you put your three dots on one of each of the three of your top priorities on the facility type. We'll count the dots at the end. Sometimes we take a photo, too, just so we know where they are. Just to say, of these priorities, these seem to be the most popular. None of these dot exercises are statistically accurate surveys of the county's user groups. It's just an indication of, well, of the people who came to the open house, everybody liked disc golf because we were flooded with only disc golf. I mean, but it gives us a sense of who's coming, what are their interests, are they non-representative groups? Are they giving us some additional feedback that we don't already have? Are they reinforcing things we already know? Mm-hmm. Anything like that. And the whole idea of this is to get people's input, ideas, feedback, and answer their questions if they have. So, vitals, something out?
Basically, get them to fill out the survey and pass the word on to all of their friends.
Yeah, so there'll be the sign-up table when they first come in, and if they want to wear name tags, they can put name tags on and mm-hmm. come around. There'll be comment sheets at those, and the stickies and the markers at every one of the stations. And then at another table, there will be three or four laptops
yes.
set up for taking the online survey, so and a few hard copies for those who just don't want to get on a laptop for whatever reason. It could be the flu season, they don't want to touch the keyboard. It could be anything.
Some handy wipes there.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever. So there will be both. And that's a separate station. And then the video loop, I'm not sure where physically it will be, depends on each place. To have sort of, you know, a quick 4 minutes, get people oriented and help them understand what's this all about. You know, kind of get them going. And that'll be looping constantly.
Great.
And then these stations and...
That's essentially it.
That's essentially it for 2 hours.
People should be coming in and going out.
Sorry, that's mine. And we may have water and refreshments.
So again, just open house format, no presentation up front. Right. People come in, they get oriented, and they're off and running. They don't have to stay the whole time. As long as they get their comments out, we've done our job.
Yeah.
And our job really is to engage them, tease them out in terms of having them give us feedback or information. If they're just standing there looking at the board, ask the question off the board to kind of get them thinking and kind of engage them a little.
The thing that's hard for some people is when they look at these boards, they go, oh, I don't want to mark that up. So, but we want them to.
Yeah. What to do, stick one dot on each one or something so that it looks as if somebody's gone before me. You know what I mean.
Yeah. We'll
take someone's grandchild around and they can put stickies on.
Yeah.
And then it's a legitimate vote. I don't want to influence the voting.
I think we need to know who's going to be where, however.
But one of the other things that I found is that, especially in, I like the locations where they're open to the community more than that little reserved room we had out in Ridgefield the last time, because people had to make a trek distinctly to that room that was very isolated. When it's in like the libraries, one of the things that we can do, because we're not staff, is that we can go out there by the door, and as people are going into the library, because I assume we're taking the room to the right, we say, hey, did you know
why don't you come on in before you go into the library for a minute? And encourage people
we'll
that are going by.
From building to building.
Yeah, as people are going by, encourage them to step in and take a moment to review it, because we've got some traffic that's going to be going into the library, and probably a lot of them won't even know that we're there. And they'll see the little sandwich board out front that the library usually sticks out. But I've always found that they'll say, oh, that looks interesting, I'll catch it on my way out. And then, of course, by the time they're leaving, they're in a hurry. So I always find that if someone actually invites them, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be able to comfortably do that as PAB, right?
You could always go over to Fred Meyer and troll for a...
Well, exactly.
Hey,
troll. Troll for
an electric vehicle that'll take you over there and bring you back.
Yeah. We have a shuttle for you. But yeah, I think as typical residents instead of employees, that we have that ability.
Okay.
And credibility with the residents because of it.
Just reassuring them.
So who's going where?
Well, I think we did that last time. Do you have that list from the last meeting of who's going to each
great
of these?
Sure, that up.
Do you have that on the...
Not.
Oh, you don't have your notes from last meeting?
About where, who's going where?
Yeah.
I didn't check that down.
Oh, okay. And my notes are at home. I did not bring them today.
I have them. Hang on, give me one. Well,
she had it somewhere.
Yeah. How do you want this worded for the motion? Creation of a letter of Clark County Council... to the Clark County Councilors that recommends the use of,
support of the contract renewal.
Support. Contract renewal.
Not use, support.
Yeah, not use, yes. We're in support of the contract renewal for conservation tech and community planning services.
Mm-hmm.
Clark County community planning services.
Conservation tech.
So I have... in my notes, March 3rd, which is Tuesday, I have Adam and John. March 4th, Wednesday, I have Greg. And Thursday, the 5th, I have Barbara. And then I don't think we've had any unless I could have missed it.
Which one are you?
Which one
are you going to come to?
It doesn't matter. I have to have a driver, so I'll have to work with him. Let me see here. I'm trying to do the Le Center one.
We got two people there.
Is that
there.
Too many? That's too many. Okay, how about the 4th then, Wednesday?
That'd be great.
Good. Sounds good.
My problem is I'm having trouble seeing at night. I have to have somebody
the
take
bank.
Me. Someone else will take me.
Sure.
Which one is
it?
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay.
Chris, on the 5th? And I think
Jennifer's out of town. Jennifer's out of town. Candace hasn't been here, so I don't know with her.
How about you, Kelly? Where are you going to be?
Yeah, he's going to be in Brazil.
That works.
He's back on the 12th, right?
Right. I'll be back on the 12th.
Day before our next meeting.
Probably attend one of our stakeholder meetings, Kelly.
What's that?
Probably attend one of our stakeholder meetings.
Yes, you know it.
Bill, I got a question. Can we post these open houses and the survey on the county's Facebook and the county's Twitter accounts?
Well, I asked about that. I did a specific ask on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jeff, you want to answer that one?
I have already sent out a tweet using the Public Works Twitter account about the survey and the open houses. I did that as soon as it went public. About the county's Facebook page, it likely is also there too, because typically the county's Facebook page through the Board of County Councilors largely repeats the news releases that go out. I can't tell you that I've been on the county's Facebook page recently. I can tell you that I think often we get more bang for the buck by people using their individual accounts. For example, I noticed that Doug Blue immediately sent out something to his distribution list, and I applaud him for doing so. I'm hoping that if anyone else wants to we'll do it.
I guess we're not friends.
I applaud you for doing it.
We must not be friends on Facebook.
Either that or you defriended me.
Defriended you.
So one other thing we'll have as a activity during the open house is a kids' table where there's they can crayon, they can do stuff, they can draw a picture of their favorite thing in a park or whatever, and it's just a spot where the parents, if they're making the rounds, can park their kids and let them draw and color and do stuff.
Stay out of the way.
So, yeah.
I think I'll go to all of them.
You do that.
Dump the kids and come back.
I don't know that we decided what, if any, we were having in terms of refreshments or if we were doing refreshments at all. I can't remember.
I think we discussed water and cookies.
Water and cookies.
So we talked about it last time, yeah.
So if you bring your grandchildren, they'll get water and cookies every time, right before bed.
We thought we'd keep it pretty simple. We figured people would probably already have eaten dinner,
yeah.
So we didn't have to
eat
all by
the way.
Well, yeah, in today's world, you know, if you have really nice nibblies, then they say, oh, we're spending our money like that, you know.
So
it's always good to go that little low-level midline on refreshments.
The open house refreshments I bought, it's been less than $20 for about 150 cookies.
Yeah.
It's
the water comes out of the tap.
Hey, Bill. Yes. Won't drink it out of the tap.
So any questions about what to do, how to move, what to say, anticipated questions? We did not prepare a frequently asked questions kind of thing to give you a
question. I talked on points, but I think you've given them to
her. Well, they're on the board. They are on the boards. The highlighted sort of high-level talking points for all of this, if you read through the boards, and if you'd like, we could actually promise this before asking Steve and get in trouble. We could probably give you the PDFs of all the boards so that you could read those the night before, even, or on your way, or you could print them out as 11 by 17, and the print might be small by the time you do that, but it's still usually legible, so that you could have those as, oh, these are the kinds of questions people will probably be asking. Okay?
Is it possible to get a... So there is 30-something parks, right, that we have outlined as the priority. We've set priority on a certain number of parks. Is that correct?
Oh, the GCPD parks?
Right.
Okay.
Is it possible to get a map with those overlaid? Going, if someone says, so, you know, what are you guys doing now? Well, here's before, and then here's after. You know, we're overlaying. Here's the overlay of 30, the new parks that...
I thought I was going to have a park, and I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. That's the other one that we're going to get hit with.
Right.
We need to be able. That's an excellent question. We need to be able to identify
Where
we are and where we plan to be.
Especially in the areas that, you know, people in the center. You know, I don't live in the center. I live in Battleground, but people are going to be. So, is there anything going on in here?
These open houses are really telling about. They're more in the demand, needs, assessment, inventory. Here's what we've got.
Right.
What direction should we be taking?
Right.
If we have another set of open houses, it would be to share, this is the direction we're moving in, react to it. And that's where you would take, here's the existing maps, here's the proposed capital facilities plan where the next 6 years of improvements will go. On a map, the GCPD, you know, future parks being developed.
Okay.
So then our answer,
projects and trails. So yeah.
Then our answer to them. Then we're not at the point yet where we will be giving you the information. But right now we're just gathering interest.
Yes.
Where are your interests?
We're in the wish list phase.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for asking that. That was important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. To answer that, there is a map out there that's, you know, kind of mimics this one that's behind you here with the urban unincorporated area where the parks that have been built have a star on them, and the ones that are, you know, to be built of the 35 parks, you know, are still, they have a circle or something, but I don't think it's up to date, and I don't know if we're going to have time to create that map. But I know there might be some questions that come up, you know, during open houses, because I've gotten some phone calls recently saying, hey, when are we going to finish the rest of these parks? We've been fantastic.
Yeah. That's part of all the things you're planning for, because that's the Greater Clark Parks program that was initiated with the passing of the levy. But that's one of three or four major, well, maybe not in terms of amount of dollars available, but responsibilities of Clark County Parks, because they've got regional parks, they've got regional trails, they have general fund urban parks, well, actually to wiggle around, but There's more than that. So that particular map would represent the program, not necessarily the whole capital facility program, which kind of adjusts and includes that. So that's one piece of it.
I think they do.
Would it make sense to have a hard copy of the 2007 Vancouver Clark Parks Plan?
Might be. Just as a reference for people to...
Yeah, just as a reference of...
As a display.
Right, as a display. If anyone wanted to talk about it and look at it, it doesn't have to be on a board, but... This is kind of where we're coming from.
Tell us where
have a copy?
You want us to go.
Yeah.
I can get a copy.
Right.
Do you have a printed out copy?
Yeah,
I have one at home. I don't know what I've written in it.
Jeff's printed out hard copy that he gave us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I can... Yeah,
do you want to bring that?
Nothing.
I'm not sure if that's marked up. But
it's on the parks page as well, so we can know.
Yeah. Well, but to have it as
have
a hard
it as
copy
a hard
display, it's a visual, yeah. Tactile.
That's what it is.
That's what this plan is.
Yeah, I can print that up and have it there available.
Because one of the values of that thing would be if someone does have this question, like, well, what is this and what does this end up being and showing us? You can go to those maps and say, this is what the last plan did. And this was when the whole thing was being planned as a joint jurisdiction. Now we're planning this other piece and... I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. The last one I pulled out didn't have the two parks we did last year marked on it.
No,
it hasn't been updated since then.
That's what Bill is referring to.
Oh, okay.
We do have a map, and it has not been updated.
Okay, right. It's out there on the website.
That's okay. So. It's something that's there.
Mm-hmm. One other quick comment, and that is that at open houses, people often come with all kinds of issues related to parks, and staff will be there prepared to talk about the completion of the Clark Parks District, other things, maintenance issues may come up. Mm-hmm. We never want to be in a position where we say, oh no, that's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about future planning.
Yeah.
We will do our best to
handle
those. Yes, absolutely.
They may actually even talk about things that are not even parks related.
Just
some general gripes, who knows,
Oh, yeah.
And if that's the case, just send them over to staff and to us, and we'll address them.
We got a response to the comp plan email that went out. I haven't forwarded that one to you yet, but it was related to city issues, so the gentleman didn't realize.
Yeah.
And that's common, too.
Yeah.
Very common.
And we have gotten several inquiries about completing the Greater Clark Forest District parks in response to the email blast we sent out.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a lot of our comments actually come in through City Hall still. People just don't know who to call, despite,
But I think every one of them is an opportunity to show what we are doing.
Absolutely.
And, what the value of splitting was, the financial parts, all the other parts. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. If you have someone that's asking those kind of questions, we should be able to answer those for sure. Good.
And I always try to put a positive spin on everything, too. So, whatever we did, it was for a purpose. A good purpose.
Okay.
Okay. One other thing I did leave out, and that is that in addition to these easels with the boards, there will also be a couple of easels, probably two or four.
Flip charts.
So I was getting the easel, and then I was going to put the flip chart on the easel so you could visualize it. There'll be flip charts where they're just for open comments and markers, and people can write more than, on some tiny little, sticky post-it. So those are out usually between the stations or associated with the stations.
And at the sign-in table, we have the comment sheet, and we'll encourage people to fill out the comment cards.
The thing I like about those flip charts is that when you do that, especially when you use those colored pens you do, is that as somebody's walking by, it's like it's priming the pump.
Yes.
Somebody sees a comment someone else made,
and
it triggers. So we want to make sure we write a comment.
Absolutely.
To prime that.
It's for questions.
But I've seen it.
It's ideas.
As people walk by and they see a comment, all of a sudden they'll just head over that direction and be scribbling there.
Yeah.
So those are great. You put the little paper down for the comments, and some people use them, but I've seen these to be real effective.
Well, it's nice to have it up, and then it becomes public.
Yeah.
But there are some people who just don't like that idea and they want to keep what they have to say
private.
A little more subdued. And that's fine. We want it all.
Yeah.
So can I ask in the future, so forgive me for my naivety. In the past, can you give me an example in which someone came in and said, I would love to create some new mountain bike trails in my area. And that happened. You know what I'm saying? Where someone goes, comes in into one of these meetings and says...
So one example would, I'm not sure how he originally came in, but disc golf would come in a meeting like that and say, I really want to get a disc golf course in Vancouver. And they engage with the park staff and a disc golf course gets built at Leverage Park by this entity.
Okay.
Stumptown. That was Steve Carson.
Or perhaps built by volunteers.
Yeah.
They are volunteers, so it's all good.
Yeah,
volunteers, just users, whatever.
You're
sitting.
Well, it's currently happening with sports fields as an example too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, different entities are working to improve sports fields.
Well, I'm just saying these open houses where people come in and say, you know, post a comment, and then out of that comes birthed, you know, wow, that was a great idea. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know.
Out of that and these boards comes that kind of thing because of the diversity. And what you're going to see when you see this is going to be an amazing amount of diversity, I would assume. And I think that's part and parcel of what you've had us doing and showing where we live, what our interests are, and those kinds of things. I think that's where it comes from.
Sure. Specifically at this.
So it's a good question, Adam, because there are folks who don't know how to start a conversation with a public agency about an idea they have. They don't know who they would go to talk to, because if you try to go to talk to some of them, you can't get in the buildings where these staff people are, because they're all key carded and secure. I mean, and even in the past, if you don't know who to go to, you're just reluctant to make that first step that then starts the whole snowball. And this allows for that kind of access for public comment.
Good.
But an awful lot of groups, like sports groups, and the ones that are maybe a little more savvy or have had conversations or they know somebody, like I know Leanne, so I'm going to start with her, and she's going to tell me who to go to and make an appointment with or whatever. So then they'll get it. It's all behind the scenes.
Right.
But
it's just to help to engage the public.
This can allow for folks who don't have an idea of how to engage or are ready to start, they're right for it, and you know, it triggers it. It's any number of things. Or it allows some folks who are just wonderful advocates for whatever their issue is to have targets to go talk to. They may have nothing to do with
it. Right.
That's the right way to put it.
Thank you.
I've talked to government officials and they just blow me off. And it was just like...
Well, that's the challenge. Who do you know to go to who would be receptive to an idea? And what time are you giving them?
Sure.
Because if, and by timing I mean, if I went to Bill right after the GCPD caved and I said, I really want this in the next park you build. And Bill will say, we just closed that whole program. It's been delayed for 5 years. But, you know, I'm not receptive to any new ideas.
Right.
But if he came to him 5 years later when it's starting to go on an uptick.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a difference there.
Too. It's really to get us out of the mindset of who I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How to get there.
Yeah.
And making it all available to anyone who shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a much more open process.
And a lot of times when these folks, when they come to us, and that actually allows us to come back to ask them back, you know, how they can help us to, you know, achieve that goal. And in fact, I just had a call from a citizen last week. Who wanted to? It was about Salacha Prairie, south of Battleground, which is a segment that we haven't even looked at. But he said he's got resources to help us, you know, financially build that trail. And so all of a sudden, you know, we brought that up with the city of Battleground and said, hey, all of a sudden we've got two segments that we're looking at now because this gentleman's got some resources that he can throw towards it. And so, I mean, it never hurts for somebody to bring up ideas. And then, of course, we can ask them if they have the ability to help, either with, you know, volunteering or financially, anything like that. That's part of this whole process, too, because when we sit down and do the capital facilities plan, it's not just, you know, grant money, it's not just PIF, it's what the community can provide us as well. And that's a huge part of it. A lot of these projects wouldn't get lifted off the ground if it wasn't for outside help. So.
And the bottom line is we don't have humor in our plans.
You said, are we trying to humor these people by saying right. One apartment? So sorry.
No.
No humor.
Yeah. We're doing this.
I would be willing to give these folks my own personal email so that if they want to go further with an idea or something of that mm-hmm. sort, mm-hmm. I think that's a terrific idea. I mean, I would like to be able to put a face to the process. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that at these meetings, it may never happen.
Absolutely. You know, add about a quick question, and then Gene gave a good example about the disc golf. I mean, about a year ago, before this board was assembled, we had Stumptown that approached us, and our AmeriCorps volunteer, mm-hmm. Tim Freeburn, about putting a disc golf course in, you know, in Clark County. And a year later, right now, we're looking at permits to put a golf course in down at Frenchman's Bar. So it's moving along. I brought it up to our Parks Advisory Board and got your support to move forward with a staff report to the councilors, or at the time, commissioners, and they approved it.
So we've accomplished something.
So absolutely. You know, it just came from an outside source asking the question, and all of a sudden it's a reality this year. And, of course, it's going to be built by volunteers and funded by volunteers. So it's a win-win.
And that's got to be one of the things that we include in any discussions we have with them, is the possibility for that to occur.
Yep.
That's it. You know, just to follow up on that, I was fishing on the Sandy River last week. There's a Daphne Park over there. There's a disc golf thing. And that's these people take that stuff serious.
Oh, man.
They have backpacks with like 10 frisbees in your back.
Huge.
And I'm like, wow, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the public is not really aware of what the deal is.
I've learned a lot. I mean, it's just like a set of golf clubs. They have a disc for every type of throw.
Very nice point. They had a tournament going on when we stopped by there one day. Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've been told by these special interest groups that if we put 18 holes in down there at Frenchman's Bar, we're going to have a huge tournaments that are going to bring lots of revenues in, and it's going to be from multiple states.
Oh, yeah. Same thing like what I saw down there. That was like on a Monday. And there was
during the day.
Packed. Yes.
It was a beautiful day. Last week it was all sunny and everything. Nice weather. Wow.
Sure.
So did you catch anything?
I did. Hooked a 10-pound leader.
Ooh.
Fly fishing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Steelhead.
I'd let him go. Yeah. Yeah, steelhead. Yeah.
Nice.
It's a beautiful fish.
Okay.
We want to walk around and look at these boards individually?
I think it would be, that would be good. Take a look at the boards.
And again, at this point, boards aren't sacred, and they won't be sacred for the meeting, so we'll be able to write on, have people write on, draw on, too. But as you're looking around at them now, if there's anything you say, this needs to be tweaked, I don't like that picture, there's still time to make those sorts of changes, if need be. So, take a look.
What do we do with the question? What does this have to do with cannabis and Washington?
Did we lose Kelly?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. Okay, that's right. Walking around with us.
Well, they had two huge regional parks in their jurisdiction. And most people don't know, like,
oh, and we got Kelly back.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, and just in time for the battery about to die.
And just in time for roundtable, Kelly.
Can you hear it?
Anything for the good of the order?
Anything for the good of the order, Kelly?
Oh, round table.
A round table.
I didn't
There's
hear.
A pretty nice park down here.
Nice park.
Send pictures. Bring in some pictures.
Awesome. Very good.
That's true, man. Carry on, I'll watch. Be playing.
Okay.
Hey, man. Do you want me to send you the action item?
Yes, please.
So, Bill, anything for the good of the order?
Just real quickly, we're still moving forward with the Stewart acquisition. Staff report should be going to the councilors, I would say, within the next week or two. That's the hope. And so we can purchase that property and get moving on that. Other than that, I just want to thank you all for all your participation on this effort. I know it's huge and it's taken a lot of your time, so thank you so much. You too, Kelly.
Adam?
No.
The looks like almost everything I could think of is covered in the what do we call them, those things? Anyway, the boards.
The boards, yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what people have to say out there. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it would be interesting for us all, since we're going to be interacting with folks that we don't normally perhaps interact with, to get a different perspective on a few things. And I think that will be interesting to see exactly where that goes. So,
thank you.
They've done a good job with them. They're great. They've covered everything, I think. Even trails, Kelly.
Great. I guess for me, I will be getting out sometime this weekend a draft to you of the email memo. And if you could watch your email and respond with any additions, corrections, or whatever, so that we're in time for the Tuesday meeting with it. And that's all I have. Chris?
I am not too proud to go and promote some more school district events. 2 years ago, we opened Hiva High School, our Health and Bioscience High School. April 1st, we're doing a tour because we now have freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, so we're actually using all of the nursing suite and all the specialized equipment there. So it might be a great chance for you to come in and see the high school and see it fully operational, and I think there will be lunch.
Which high school is that?
Henrietta Lacks. It's over by the hospital. It's a very cool group.
And what was the date in April?
April 1st.
Yeah. When did you send out a blast to the group?
Yeah, would you do that, please? Thank you.
That way we have the address and the time and date.
I will do that.
Great.
That'd be great.
Okay. Nothing else?
Kelly, just in case you missed it, we will send out PDFs of the boards so you can actually participate virtually. If you got that. Too bad.
All day.
Our next meeting is
2 weeks from today.
13th of April.
Yes.
One thing that I would mention is that we do have another major county event coming up, and that's on Thursday, March 12th, the annual State of the County address. It begins at 3:30 p.m. at Skyview High School. I would encourage you all to attend.
Who's doing it this year?
We are having a multitude of speakers. Counselor David Madore, the chair of the Board of County Counselors, will be the primary speaker.
But
the
other, what time?
3:30 begins.
Thank you.
That's Skyview.
You're by me.
The other two counselors will be speaking, along with Acting County Manager Mark McCauley and the new sheriff, Chuck Atkins.
There's also an opportunity for...
And there's going to be some exciting awards this year.
Spirit Awards.
I think, is that a Wednesday?
I believe it's a Thursday.
No,
a Thursday.
What was the date?
The 12th.
March 12th. March 12th.
Thank you for reminding us of that, Jeff.
Leanne.
That's the launch of the CBTV.
All right, good meeting. We'll see you all in 2 weeks. And that's our 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock meeting here.
Barbara, I'll send you off that that email that he gave over to you.
Yes, please. I would like to see that.
You bet.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
You bet.
Because I know Kelly and I have discussed it several times, and there's a lot of responses formulating in our mind, and we were going to discuss it at our next PAB, regular PAB meeting. So if you've already done some work on it, we welcome to see it.
Yeah, no, he did a lot of work on it as well. He did a great job. Some of those things we can handle, some we can't. You know, the C-Trans, all the locations, that's kind of it's a little bit beyond us to make that happen, but some of the other things we were able to make progress on.
It's important that
all right, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Barbara.
Yes. Can you get something to me tomorrow?
I didn't hear you.
Can you get something to me tomorrow?
The draft.
Oh,
letter?
Yes, absolutely. That's my intent. That's what I was saying, is that it will be over this weekend that I will be trying to get that done. Because we've got to have it finished with all of the corrections or whatever that the group might have before the meeting on Tuesday.
Right.
So we got a short fuse time frame.
I'll be out of communication on Sunday, so tomorrow would be best for me.
Well, I will do my best to get that to you.
Okay.
I'll give you a call on your phone to let you know when I transmit it.
Okay.
Can I ask
Thank you, Kelly.
What would be the this is a silly question. I was just hoping to worst case scenario. Clark County Community Planning Conservation Technics isn't involved. The amount of work that it would take to reduplicate everything you guys have already done.
They don't have.
You don't have to duplicate what we've already done. You own that.
Well. My point was this: is that I was trying to in this letter to say something along the line of without your help, and basically, you know, we'd be behind for 2 years or a year to collect the data. You know, could we? Is there somewhere we can say in the letter that there's,
I think my preference is to focus more on the asset that they bring and not at the opportunity cost that would be missed if they aren't.
You don't want to exaggerate.
I've got to come from a perspective, Adam, that they are so valuable that they will be renewed.
Right, and I would agree. And I'm not.
You want to discuss like institutional knowledge?
Well,
company? You don't have to.
See, the only problem that we get. My perspective is that when you're dealing with people like the counselors, they get volumes of information. In order for me to go into all of the scenarios that you're suggesting, it's not that they're not true and good ideas. They're not going to read it. If I give them a couple of lines succinctly with bullet points, and that's the key point in my mind.
I like that idea, one paragraph.
Yeah, right. That I've got to say whatever I've got to say in one paragraph.
Sure.
And that paragraph has to be focused. And to me, it's got to be on the value that they bring.
Absolutely.
Period.
Right. And
the rest speaks to itself, that without this valuable asset, they already know.
One of the main issues that seemed to come up in that consent agenda discussion when it was pulled was they didn't know what was going on and they weren't sure you guys were involved. So if you're endorsing it and saying, yes, we're very involved,
Right. Exactly.
That answers the question.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. See, the problem is they didn't know who you guys were. And so
they still don't know who we are. That doesn't matter. Okay. It's okay.
And they still won't.
As long as you guys affirm that, they're a valuable person.
I think as long as we address the misconceptions that they originally brought up, I think that's going to go a long ways.
So, well, I tried to point some of those out in my last
one off the other
as well.
Yes.
The fact that our grid is just as ugly as their grid, true. It isn't pretty and it isn't appealing. And yes, we can always improve it. But the data was there if they looked.
But they're not going to. We know that.
No, they're just going to criticize that it's not there.
I move we adjourn.
Right.
Oh, I thought we already did that a while back.
I didn't vote anyway.
Okay.
And then we'll have to goodbye.
Thank you.
It's true. The launching of the awards are late because